Tere tulemast kõigile.
Welcome to you all.
Kas te olete valmis?
Are you ready?
Võite tulla ettepoole ka istuma.
You can come further if you want to.
Täna on meil siis praegult algamas seminar.
So we are about to begin with our tonight's seminar.
Selles seminaris me räägime sellest, kuidas palvetada haigetest.
Where we talk about how to pray for sick people.
Kuidas vabastada inimest vaimsustest.
How to set people free from different spiritual stuff.
Ja erinevate vaimsed teenimisvormid ka veel.
And different ways how to sow spiritually.
Ja meie kõneleks on Stefan.
And Stefan is our teacher today.
Edefors siis Rootsist, Stefan, nagu eilegi.
Edefors from Sweden, as he was from yesterday.
Kes eile siin ei olnud, siis Stefan on Jumala mees, keda Jumal on kutsunud kuulutama evangeeliumile maailma.
For who you weren't here yesterday, then Stefan is a man of God whom God has called to preach all over the world.
Ja Jumal on kinkinud talle võidmist, mille läbi inimesed saavad päästetud, tervendatud ja vabastatud.
And God has given him an anointing through what God saves people, heals people and sets them free.
Ja tema teenistuse läbi on sajad tuhanded inimesed saanud päästetud.
And hundreds of thousands of people have got saved through his ministry.
Ja ma usun, meil on täna midagi õppida sellelt vennalt.
I believe we have something to learn from this brother.
Oleme avatud ja näljased.
Let's be open, let's be hungry.
Et kasvada oma vaimulikus teenimises edasi.
And to also grow in our own spiritual ministry and serving.
Amen.
Amen.
Okei, aga siis palun Stefan.
So Stefan, please.
Hello. We changed side today. Good to see you all.
Tore näha teid kõiki.
What a meeting we had yesterday, huh?
Milline koosolek meil eile oli, kas polnud?
Many miracles.
Nii palju imesid.
Many people got saved.
Paljud inimesed said päästetud.
And you know, when one person gets saved, that is for eternity.
Ja tead, kui üks inimene saab päästetud, siis see on igaveseks.
We can pray for healing and that is for now.
Me võime palvetada tervenemise eest ja see sünnib praegu.
But salvation is for eternity.
Aga pääste on midagi, mis kestab igavesti ja igavikuks.
And so we need to understand the difference.
Seega me peame mõistma seda erinevust.
That I can limp and I know when I come to heaven, I'm healed.
Ma võin longata ja ma tean, et kui ma jõuan longates taevasse, ma saan seal terveks.
If I don't get saved,
kui ma ka ei saa päästetud,
it doesn't help me if I get healed.
Siis ei ole vahet, kas ma saan maa peal terveks või mitte.
I will not make it to heaven.
Sest ma taevasse ei saa ikkagi.
So, as evangelists and as believers, we need to understand the amazing difference in proportion between getting healed and getting saved.
Nii et evangelistide ja ka kristlastena tervikuna me peame mõistma, kui oluline on pääste samas kui ka tervenemine.
It says in the Bible that when a person gets saved, the angels are rejoicing in heaven.
Biblis on öeldud, et kui üks inimene saab päästetud, siis inglid rõõmustavad taevas.
It doesn't say that the angels are rejoicing for somebody getting healed.
Seal ei ole öeldud, et inglid rõõmustavad siis, kui keegi terveks saab.
Because healing has no eternal value.
Sest tervenemisel ei ole igavikulist väärtust.
But for us, sometimes we are more happy if somebody get healed than if they get saved.
Aga meie vahel rõõmustame rohkem selle üle, kui keegi terveks saab, kui selle üle, et keegi saab päästetud.
We are rejoicing more for one healing than for ten salvations.
Me rõõmustame ühe tervenemise üle rohkem kui 10 päästmise üle.
And this is not a bad thing, I'm just saying we need to hear that.
Ja see pole isenesest halb, aga me vajame kuulda seda.
Because we are supposed to value the souls exactly the same way that Jesus did.
Sest me peame väärtustama inimhingi samal moel nagu Jeesus seda tegi.
And he left the 99 to go for the one.
Ja ta jättis 99 maha, et minna selle ühe järgi.
And you know, and this is very important.
Ja see on väga oluline.
Because sometimes in our meeting, we believe that all we are preaching too much for salvation and we are praying too less for healing.
Sest vahel meil on tunne, et me oma teenistusel räägime liiga palju päästest ja palvetame liiga vähe tervenemiste pärast.
But in my world,
aga minu maailmas,
healings are the advertisement from heaven to get people to come and get saved.
Tervenemised on pigem kui taeva reklaam inimestele tulla ja saada päästetud.
For me that is miracles.
Minu jaoks on imed on nii-öelda reklaamiks pigem.
It's a heavenly advertisement for the power of God that can set you free.
See on siuke taevane reklaamindus Jumala väest, mis teeb sind vabaks.
It's a teaser.
See on nii-öelda siukene peibutus.
So when I'm doing crusades.
Nii et kui mina teen krusaade,
I'm going for the souls.
Siis minu igatsus on minna hingede järele.
I never put in my reports how many that got healed.
Mina kunagi ei kirjuta oma aruannetes, kui paljud said terveks.
I never do follow-up on healings.
Ma kunagi ei järgi pärast, kuidas tervenemistega lood.
For me, healings happens.
Sest minu jaoks jah, tervenemised sünnivad.
As we go, healing happens.
Kui me liigume, lähme välja ja toimetame, ime või tervenemised sünnivad.
It's not a big deal.
Kahmul asi.
Jesus told us go into city and heal everybody.
Sest Jeesus ütleski, et minge kõikidesse linnadesse ja tervendage kõik.
And preach that the kingdom of God is near.
Ja kuulutage, et Jumala riik on lähedal.
So healing is something that happens in the kingdom of God.
Seega tervenemine on kui Jumala riigi nagu loomulik osa.
You don't have to be saved to be healed.
Sa ei pea olema päästetud selleks, et saada terveks.
Most people that Jesus healed, they got healed before they got saved.
Enamus inimesi, keda Jeesus tervendas, nad said enne terveks ja alles siis päästetud.
He started by healing them.
Ta alustas nende tervenemisega.
And then he sent them away and say, go and sin no more.
Ja siis ta ütles neile, minge järge tehke enam pattu.
So we have to put those things in proportion.
Seega me peame enda jaoks ka need asja panema õigese perspektiivi.
Otherwise, we will be disappointing.
Sest muidu me oleme väga pettunud.
We will be so disappointed.
Me oleme nii pettunud.
Yeah, people get saved around us, but yeah, that's so what?
Jaa, inimesed saavad päästetud me ümber, no ja mis siis?
Now they are like me.
Aga nüüd nad on nagu mina.
Nothing to brag about.
Polegi millegi üle uhkustada.
I'm saved and look at me.
Ma olen päästetud, aga vaata mind.
I want to see miracles.
Aga ma tahan näha imesid.
I need miracles.
Ma vajan imesid.
And now they got saved.
Aga noh, nüüd said päästetud.
So we downsize the miracle of salvation.
Nii et me kuidagi nagu kahandame selle pääste ime väärtust.
But salvation is a miracle for it.
Samas kui pääste on ime, mis kestab igavesti.
Beyond time.
Mis ületab kõik
beyond
aja.
Beyond galaxies.
Mis ületab kõik galaktikad.
Beyond universe.
Mis ületab kogu universumi.
It's a mysterious thing.
See on üks selline müstiline asi.
When a person get born again.
Kui inimene sünnib uuesti.
Into eternal life with God.
Ta saab igaves elu koos Jumalaga.
It's so big.
Ja see on nii suur.
We can't understand it really.
Isegi ei suuda seda mõista.
And the angels, they can't understand it really.
Ja inglid ka ei suuda seda mõista.
But they understand enough.
Küll aga nad mõistavad piisavalt.
So they are rejoicing.
Et nad tunnevad rõõmu sellest.
Because they understand this person is getting born back into the relation with God.
Sest nad mõistavad, et see inimene sünnib tagasi suhtesse Jumalaga.
So the purpose of everything.
Seega kõige selle eesmärk.
The meaning of everything,
ja kõige selle tähendus,
the reason for everything,
see põhjus kõigele,
is that Jesus died for your sins.
On see, et Jeesus suri sinu pattud
ees. And he took the consequences of your sins.
Ja tema kandis sinu pattu tagajärjed.
And because he not only died for your sins,
ja kuna ta ainult ei surnud su
pattud ees, but also took the consequences of your sins,
aga ta kandis ka nende pattu tagajärjed,
miracle happens.
Siis imed sünnivad.
But he didn't die to heal you.
Aga ta ei surnud selleks, et sind tervendada.
He died to save you.
Ta suri selleks, et sind päästa.
And as a result of that,
ja selle tulemusena,
the result of your sin,
sinu pattude tulemusena,
the consequences of your sin,
ja sinu pattude tagajärgede tõttu,
God dealt with.
Jumal tegeles nende asjadega.
He took it upon himself when he died for you.
Ta võttis enda kanda, kui ta suri sinu ees.
So because of that,
ja tänu sellele,
miracle happens.
Imed ka sünnivad.
And in God's kingdom.
Ja Jumala riigis.
Miracles is like drinking water.
Imed on sama hea kui vee joomine.
It's a result of salvation.
See on pääste tulemus.
It's a result that Jesus died and resurrected.
See on selle tulemus, et Jeesus suri ja tõusis üles.
It's like drinking a glass of water.
See on täpselt nagu jood lihtsalt klaasi vett.
It's not a big deal.
Polegi mingi suur asi.
But the big deal is.
Aga see suur asi on.
When a lost person.
Kui üks kadunud hing.
Receive salvation for his souls.
Võtab pääste vastu oma hingele.
And is brought back into the kingdom.
Ja ta tuleb tagasi Jumala riiki.
That is a miracle.
See on üks ime.
The rest is consequences.
Ülejäänud kõik on selle tagajärg.
So, if we can put that in the right proportions.
Nii et kui me sellest õigesti aru saame.
Then we will talk about healing people today.
Siis me võime ka rääkida täna inimeste tervenemisest.
I never do miracle meetings.
Mina ei korralda kunagi mingeid imede koosolekuid.
I don't believe in miracle meetings.
Mina ei usu imede koosolekutesse.
I believe in gospel meetings.
Mina usun evangeelsetesse koosolekutesse.
I believe in preaching the gospel.
Ma usun evangeeliumi kuulutamisse.
Because when I preach the gospel,
sest kui mina kuulutan evangeeliumi,
miracle happens.
Siis imed juhtuvad.
I don't even know how to do a miracle meeting without preaching the gospel.
Ma isegi ei tea, kuidas teha ühte imede koosolekut ilma evangeeliumi kuulutuseta.
So we have to understand who we are.
Seega me peame mõistma, kes me oleme.
We are carrier of the gospel.
Meie oleme evangeeliumi kandjad.
And because that we are carrier of the gospel,
ja kuna me oleme evangeeliumi kandjad,
we bring miracles.
Siis me toome endaga kaasa ka imesid.
Through the power of carrying the gospel.
Läbi selle, et me kanname endas evangeeliumi väge.
So when you received your salvation,
nii kui sina said oma pääste, said päästetud,
then Jesus sends you.
Siis Jeesus läkitab siin,
to heal the sick,
et tervendada haigeid,
to cast out demons,
ajada välja teemoneid,
and to preach the good news.
Ja kuulutada häid sõnumeid.
And this is what I want to establish here today.
Ja see on see, mida ma tahan nagu täna
because
rõhutada.
Because if we understand that,
sest kui me seda mõistame,
miracle is easy.
Siis imed juhtuvad väga lihtsalt.
Has nothing to do with you.
Ja sel pole mingit pismis sinuga.
Only with him.
Ainult täiega tema teema.
So yesterday some people got healed.
Seega eile õhtul mõned inimesed said terveks.
And you know what's interesting is that when I was preaching yesterday and I told them that the proof.
Huvita on see, et kui ma eile kuulutasin ja palusin neilt nagu tunnistust või kinnitust.
And I said just to prove everyone how many have I asked them how many have pain right now in their back.
Ja ma küsisin, et kui paljudel on praegu seljas valu.
And 20 people raised their hands.
Ja kuskil 20 inimest tõstis oma
käe. Now just to prove the healing power, put the hand where you have the pain and we're going to release the power.
Ja siis ma ütlesin tõestamaks, et on tervendav vägi olemas, pange oma käsi sinna valutavale kohale ja me palvetame.
Because we preach the gospel.
Sest me kuulutame evangeeliumi.
And Jesus promised to confirm his word with signs and wonders.
Ja Jeesus lubas, et ta kinnitab oma sõna imede ja tunnustähtedega.
So it's totally safe to do that.
Nii et see on täiesti nagu turvaline asi teha.
It's not my problem.
See ei ole minu probleem.
I'm just doing what he said.
Mina lihtsalt teen seda, mida Jeesus
käskis.
So
when people raise their hand because they have pain.
Nii kui inimesed tõssid käe mõne valu tõttu.
And they are doing that in a gospel meeting.
Ja nad teevad seda ühel evangeelsel koosolekul.
Then it's very easy to tell them now I'm going to release the power and you will be healed.
Siis on väga lihtne öelda, et ma vabastan väe ja te saate terveks.
And if I can get them to put their hand where the pain is.
Ja kui ma saan nad panema oma käe sinna, kus on valutav koht.
That's an act of faith.
Siis see on üks usu tegu.
And only that act it's more faith than they need to get healed.
Ja sellest usu teost juba piisab, et saada terveks.
So now I took their mind off the healing.
Ja nüüd ma olen võtnud nende mõtted ära tervendamise
peal. And I activated their faith to move the hand instead.
Ja aktiveerinud nende usu selle kaudu, et nad peavad oma
so
käe
now
panema
they are thinking of where shall I put my hand.
Ja nüüd nad juba mõtled, kuhu ma nüüd oma käe panen.
And that's an act of faith.
Ja see on juba usu tegu.
And I killed their doubts.
Ja ma hävitan sellega nende kahtlused.
Because they would think, how could that happen?
Sest muidu nad mõtleks, kuidas see küll saab
sündida.
And I don't
want that to happen.
Aga ma ei taha, et nad mõtleks
so,
nii.
Instead of allowing people to think, how would he be able to heal me from all in the front?
Nii et sellepärast, et mitte lasta neil mõelda, kuidas küll see mees mind seal teist tervendama
because
hakkab.
Because their faith was already expressed by them coming there yesterday.
Sest nende, nad juba nende usk väljendus selles, et nad tulid ühe ootusega eile.
If I announce that miracle will happen and people still coming, they believe that something could happen.
Kui mina kuulutan, et imed saavad sündima ja inimesed tulevad ette selle peale, siis nad usuvad, et see on nii.
That's how little faith it takes.
Ja see on see, kui vähe usku läheb tarvis.
Because I'm not the miracle man.
Sest mina ei ole mingi imemees.
So I'm free.
Mina olen täiega vabasest
vastutuses. I don't have any pressure on me.
Ma ei tunne mingit survet.
I don't have to perform any miracles.
Mina ei pea mingeid imesid korda saatma.
I just have to preach the gospel.
Mina lihtsalt pean kuulutama evangeeliumi.
So miracle can happen.
Et imed võiks sündida.
So yesterday as an example.
Nii et eile lihtsalt näite
I preached the gospel.
Ma kuulutasin evangeeliumi.
And I said just to prove that the gospel is right.
Ja ma ütlesin selleks, et tõestada, et
evangeelium
on tõsi.
How many have pain in their back right now?
Kui palju teil on seljas valu just praegu?
20 hands up.
Ja kuskil 20 kätt
tõusis. Okay, now put your hand when you have the pain.
Ma ütlesin, nüüd pange oma käsi sinna, kus teil on see valu.
And they got healed.
Ja nad said terveks.
That's how little faith it takes.
See on see, kui vähe vaja on usku.
And you know, then when I asked, how many now can confirm that the pain left?
Ja siis, kui ma küsisin, kui paljud võivad nüüd kinnitada, et valu on läinud.
Move your body.
Ma ütlesin, liigutage oma keha.
And by follow my instruction and moving their body.
Minu juhiste peale nad hakkasid liigutama.
They expect another small piece of faith to really see their miracle.
Ja seal oli jälle vaja seda killukest usku, et näha nüüd oma imet.
So when I say now, lift your hand if you received.
Ja kui ma ütlesin nüüd tõske oma käsi, kui te olete terveks saanud.
And 50% of them, they already felt their healing, so they raised their hand.
Siis pooled neist juba tõssid oma käe, sest nad olid kogenud tervenemist.
Another 50% didn't hear what I said, so they raised their hand because I told them to raise their hand.
Teised pooled ei saanud aru, mida ma ütlesin, aga nad tõssid käe, sest ma käskin tõssa käe.
And by raising that hand,
üksi läbi selle, et nad tõssid oma
they
käe.
Also receive their
nad
healing.
Nad said ka kõm terveks.
You see, so this is so many ways to deliver healings
nii,
to people.
Nii palju erinevaid viise, kuidas vahendada tervenemist inimestele.
So instead of believing that I need to understand how to pray now.
Nii, et selle asemel mõista, kuidas ma nüüd pean palvetama.
I need the anointing.
Oh, ma vajab võidmist.
There is no anointing
tead,
needed if you preach the gospel.
Sa ei vaja mingit võidmist, kui sa kuulutad evangeeliumi.
You don't have to be a miracle evangelist
Sina
if you preach the gospel.
Ei pea olema mingi imesid tegeva evangelist, sa lihtsalt kuulutad evangeeliumi.
Because if you preach the gospel, you can't stop the miracles to happen.
Kui sina kuulutad evangeeliumi, sa ei saa takistada imesid sündimast.
That's the easiest way to perform miracles.
See on kõige lihtsam viis, kuidas saata korda imesid.
If you don't preach the gospel,
kui sa aga ei kuuluta evangeeliumi,
but still want to heal people,
aga tahad ikkagi tervendada inimesi,
then you need to have an anointing for it.
No, siis sa vajad võidmist.
You need to have a gift for it.
Siis sa vajad andi selleks.
You need to have some experience for it. You need to have some flow in your life.
Sa vajad nagu mingit vaimu voolamist oma elus.
That's next step.
See on juba järgmine samm.
But the first step in miracles,
aga kõige esimene samm või tase imede tegemisel,
is just being a believer.
On see, et sa oled lihtsalt usklik.
In the gospel.
Sa usud evangeeliumisse.
Placing your hand on people.
Ja sa lihtsalt sirutad oma käe inimeste poole.
And Jesus didn't even ask you to pray.
Jeesus isegi ei öelnud, et sa peaks palvetama.
He said, when you lay your hands on the sick,
ta ütles, kui teie panete oma käed haigete peale,
they get healed.
Siis nad saavad terveks.
You don't have to pray.
Sa ei pea midagi
oh,
palvetama.
Oh, what shall I use for words now?
Oh, mis sõnu peaks
oh,
nüüd
this
kasutama?
Is complicated.
Oh, see on ikka
maybe
keeruline
I will
lugu.
Use the wrong words.
Võibolla ma kasutasin
maybe
valesid
I don't know
sõnu.
How to pray.
Võibolla ma ei teagi, kuidas paluda.
He didn't ask you to pray.
Jeesus ei käskinudki sul paluda.
He said, lay your hands on the sick.
Ta siis saad pane käed haigete peale.
And they will get healed.
Ja nad saavad terveks.
So don't complicate it.
Nii et ära tee seda asja nii keeruliseks.
You're just messing up the mind of the sick person.
Sa lihtsalt muidu keerad selle haige inimese mõistuse kukla taha.
Because you will start shaking them,
sest
you know.
Sest sa hakkad teda raputama seal.
And you will speaking tongues.
Ja siis sa põrutad
and
keeltes.
They don't understand anything.
Ja nad ei saa mitte midagi aru.
You see? So if we just can stick to what Jesus taught us.
Kui me aga jääksime selle juurde, mida Jeesus meile õpetas.
Lay the hands on the sick.
Lihtsalt pane käed haigete peale.
And they will recover.
Ja nad saavad terveks.
Cast out demons.
Ajage välja teemoneid, kurje vaime.
Don't talk to them.
Ära räägi nendega.
Don't mess with them.
Mis asja sa jändad nendega?
Tell them to leave.
Lihtsalt ütle, et kadugu minema.
You see? Don't make it complicated.
Ära tee seda nii keeruliseks.
Because if you try to overcome them in your own cleverness,
kui sina püüad oma tarkusega neist võitu saada,
I'm telling you, they are more clever than you
siis
are.
Siis tead, mis nad on igal juhul targemad kui sina.
They've been around since the beginning of time.
Nad on olnud ilma peal aegade algusest peale.
They know everything.
Nad teavad kõike.
They've seen everything.
Nad on näinud kõike.
They are able to do anything.
Ja nad on võimelised tegema mida iganes.
But the only thing they can't overcome,
aga ainus asi, millest nad ei saa üle olla,
is the authority that Jesus invested in you.
On see meelevald, mille Jeesus on sulle annud.
And Jesus told you, with that authority, ask them to leave.
Ja Jeesus ütles, selle meelevallaga sa käsid neil lahkuda.
Come out.
Välja.
I'm not saying that you have one now, so don't.
Ma ju nüüd ei ütle, et see kutsin, et tal on mingid kurjad vaimud aga.
So, and that's who you are.
Aga see on see, kes sa oled.
You have the authority.
Sul on see meelevald.
So, there is two different things that I've been thinking of lately.
On kaks asja, mida ma olen viimasel
sometimes
mõelnud.
I think.
Vahel ma mõtlen ka teate.
There are so many things that we believe that we have to be.
On nii palju asju, mille osas me mõtleme, et me peame olema see või teine.
And then we doubt in being that.
Ja siis me kahtleme, kas me oleme see või teine.
I just realized I'm nothing.
Mina sain korraga aru, et ma pole mitte keegi.
Probably you already figure out that I'm nothing.
Teedavasti olete ise ka aru saanud, et ega ma polegi keegi.
But I'm so big-headed, so sometimes I believe I am something.
Aga vahel ma olen ikka nii kõva tegija, et ma arvan ka, et ma olen keegi.
And that comes between me and miracles.
Ja siis see tuleb minu ja imede vahele.
I'm feeling sometimes when I'm praying for people, oh, I'm really releasing something here.
Vahel kui ma palvetan kellegi, et ma tunnen, et oh, nüüd ma ikka edastan siin midagi.
And I'm not.
Aga teelte edastega
Because I am nothing.
Sest mina ei ole mitte keegi.
So that is important.
Ja see on oluline mõista.
But what is more important is
Kuid veelgi olulisem on see,
that I have something.
Et mul on midagi.
I am nothing.
Ma ei ole keegi.
But I have something.
Aga mul on midagi.
I'm nothing.
Mina ise pole keegi.
But what's in me?
Aga see, mis on mu sees,
is something.
See on midagi.
I'm not able to do anything.
Mina ise ei suudaks midagi teha.
But through him,
aga läbi tema,
I'm able to do everything.
Ma olen võimle tegema mida iganes.
You see?
Näed
so sa? I'm just putting myself aside.
Nii et mina lihtsalt ise astun kõrvale.
I am nothing.
Mina ei ole keegi.
But I have something.
Aga mul on midagi.
That's what I have.
Ja see, mida
that
mul
means
on,
the difference for people I meet.
See on see, mis muudab inimest eludes
What's
midagi.
Inside me?
See, mis on mu sees.
What's been given to me?
See, mis on mulle antud.
And Peter and when he came to the lame man outside the synagogue.
Ja kui Jeesus läks selle jalutu mehe juurde väljapool synagogue.
Who was sitting there begging?
Kes istus seal ja kerjas.
He said, "What you expect from me, I don't have."
Siis ta Peetrus ütles, et see mida sa ootad mult, mul ei ole seda.
Silver gold I don't have.
Mul ei ole hõbedat ega kulda.
But he was very, very well aware of what he had.
Aga Peetrus oli väga teadlik sellest, mis tal oli.
But what I have.
Ja ta ütles, see mida mul on.
I give you.
Seda ma sulle kannan.
What I have.
See, mida mul on.
I can do for you.
Seda ma võin teha sulle.
What I have.
See, mida mul on.
I can release into you.
Ma võin vabastada seda
What I have.
Mida mul on.
I can tell you.
Ma võin rääkida sellest.
What I have.
See, mida mul on.
I can show you.
Ma võin näidata sulle.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
Stand up and walk.
Tõuse üles ja kõnni.
Because that's what he had.
Sest see oli see, mis tal oli.
He was nothing.
Tema ise polnud keegi.
He was not a healer.
Ta ei olnud mingi tervendaja.
He was not a doctor.
Ta ei olnud arst.
He was nothing.
Ta ei olnud keegi.
But he had something.
Aga tal oli midagi.
And what he had.
Ja see, mida tal oli,
he could release.
Selle ta vabastas.
So, you have to start believing in what you have.
Seega sa pead hakkama uskuma sellesse, mis sul on.
Because what you have is Jesus.
Sest see, mis sul on, on Jeesus.
And you have to start believing in
ja sa pead hakkama uskuma sellesse.
You have to start being able to put yourself out on the line.
Sa pead olema valmis minema nüüdelda sinna rindejoonele, esirindele.
You meet a person.
Kui sa kohtud kellegagi ja korraga üks mõte tuleb.
God is telling you something about that person.
Jumal ütleb sulle midagi selle inimese kohta.
You're not a prophet.
Sa ei ole mingi prophet.
But what's in you?
Aga see, mis on su sees,
can prophesy about that
see
person.
Võib profeteerida sellele inimesele.
The spirit of God
Jumala vaim
can say something.
Võib öelda midagi.
And you have to acknowledge that.
Ja sina pead selle ära tundma.
That's what sets you apart from everybody else.
Ja see on see, mis eristab sind teistest.
What you want from me, I don't have.
Mul ei ole seda, mida sa mult inimlikult ootad.
But what I have,
aga see, mida mul on,
I give you.
Seda ma sulle annan.
So when I started, I don't know, you know, I'm, this is my way of doing stuff, you know. Probably I would have 20 verses by now to give you and you should write them down. But you know, today is not about what's It's not a Bible study today.
See, mida mul on, seda ma jagan teile ja see pole tavaline. Ma oleks võinud jagada teile 20 piibli salmi ja te oleks üles kirjutanud, aga täna pole piibli tund.
Because I'm sure you already underlined all those verses that I could Google up for you.
Sest ma usun, et teil on kõik need salmid juba alla joonitud, mida ma oleks võinud googeldada.
You heard them so many times.
Te olete neid juba nii palju kordi kuulnud.
And if I tell you and I start quoting, you say, oh, that one, yes, I know.
Ja kui ma ütleks, hakkaks siteerima midagi, te ma ütleks, jah, seda ma
tean. Oh, that's my favorite verse.
Oh, see on mu lemmik salm.
I'm still working on what it means.
Oh, ma olen näinud, mida see tähendab.
But it sounds good.
Aga ma pole näinud, kuidas see toimib, aga kõlab hästi.
I even have it on in frames on my wall at home.
Oh, mul oli isegi see kodus seina peal raamitud.
I feel so peaceful when I read it.
Ja ma tunnen kohe nad nii rahulikuna, kui ma seda loen.
You know, I'm not here to quote verses for you.
Ma ei ole siin selleks, et siteerida teile piibli
I'm here to tell you that what you have
Aga ma olen siin, et öelda, see, mis sul on
is enough for what you want to do.
Selles piisab selleks, mida sa tahad teha.
Like revival.
Nii nagu ärkamisega.
Everybody I know that are born again Christian,
kõik, keda ma tean, kes on uuesti sündinud kristlased,
is somehow waiting for a revival.
Nad, mina ei tea, ühel või teisel moel ootavad muudkui ärkamist.
And we are looking for it.
Me kõik ootame.
People are flying around the world to get revival.
Inimesed lendavad üle maailma, et leida kogeda kuskil ärkamist.
They invest the fortune just to be somewhere where they claim there is a revival.
Nad investeerivad terve varanduse selleks, et minna kuhugi, kus on väidetavalt ärkamine.
And when that reviler end up, they find another place for revival.
Ja kui siis üks ärkamine lõpeb, nad leiavad teise koha, kus on ärkamine.
Because they want to live in revival.
Sest nad tahavad elada ärkamises.
So they are traveling from place to place where they claim to be revival.
Nii et nad reisivad ühes kohas teise, kus on väidetavalt ärkamised.
And the truth is,
kuid tõde on see,
you have revival today inside you.
Et ärkamine on täna juba sinu sees.
There is no another spirit of revival that will hit you.
Ei ole mingisugust teist ärkamise vaimu, mis sind korraga tabaks.
Because the only spirits beside the Holy Spirit are demons.
Sest ainukesed muud vaimud peale püha vaimu on demonid.
So there is no other spirit that you want to hit you.
Seega ei ole mingit muud vaimu, mida igatseda, et see sind tabaks.
It's already inside you.
See juba on sinu sees.
And since the prophet of Joel, he promised that from your inner being.
Ja prophet Joeli ajast juba tema ütles, et teie seest.
Rivers of living water would flow out.
Voolavad elava vee jõed.
Revival.
Ärkamine.
Rivers of living water is inside you.
Elava vee jõed on sinu sees.
It's already a well inside you.
See allikas on juba sinu sees.
Just waited to be open.
Lihtsalt ootab, et nii-öelda punsaks eest ära võetud.
You don't need more.
Sa ei vaja rohkemat.
We could stay here and create a revival.
Me võiks siia jääda ja korraldada ühe ärkamise.
Because it's inside us.
Sest see on meie sees.
But we need to get it out from us.
Aga me peame selle saama välja endas.
And it says when we do that.
Ja kui me seda teeme.
When we open up.
Kui me avame ennast.
It will start to flow like a river.
Hakkab voolama nagu
jõgi. And it will spread around us.
Ja see levib üle meie
ümber. And everybody will get wet.
Ja kõik saavad märjaks
sellest. Everybody will get baptized in that.
Ja kõik saavad ristitud sellest.
Because it's a river.
Sest see on jõgi.
A river.
Jõgi.
That is hidden inside you.
Mis on peidetud sinu sisse.
Already been there.
Ja juba olemas.
But we don't know what we have.
Aga me ei tea, mis meil on.
So when people get revival,
nii et kui inimesed nii-öelda saavad ärkamise,
it means that something that's already in them,
siis see tähendab, et miski, mis on juba nende sees,
got stirred up.
On saanud nagu üles sõhutatud.
Got stirred up.
See on juba nagu saanud üles sõhutatud.
And that caused revival.
Ja see on põhjustanud ärkamise.
Revival always starts with me.
Ärkamine alati algab minust.
Does not start with anybody else.
Ei alga mitte kellestki teises.
You won't experience revival until it happens inside you.
Sa ei saa kogema mingit ärkamist enne, kui see ei sünni su enda sees.
You can watch revival.
Sa võid vaadata ärkamisi.
Without having revival.
Ilma, et sa ise kogeks seda.
It doesn't help you to go somewhere.
Ole mingit tolku minna kuhugi.
If you don't realize that it has to start within you.
Kui sa ei mõista, et see tegelikult algab sinust.
It doesn't help for you to listen how I do miracles if you don't understand that you're supposed to do the same.
Pole mingit tolku, kui sa kuuled, et mina saadan korda imesid, kui sa ei mõista, et sina pead tegema seda sama.
Because miracles are not a hidden secret.
Sest imed ei ole mingi varjatud saladus.
It's something every believer can perform.
See on miski, mida iga usklik saab korda saata.
If you are a believer,
ja kui sina oled usklik,
you lay your hands on the
siis
sick,
sa paned oma käed haigete peale,
and they will recover.
Ja nad saavad terveks.
So the action is to stretch out your hand and put it on the sick.
Seega, mis sa tegema ma pead on sirutama oma käe välja ja kõm.
That's the only thing that separates you from to seeing miracle or not is that you have to stretch out your hand and find a sick person to put it on.
Ehk siis ainuke viis, kuidas näha imet, on leida üks haige inimene ja panna oma käete peale.
Stretch out. It doesn't even say both hands.
Seal muide Biiblis pole isegi öeldud, et pead mõlemad käed välja sirutama.
You can have one arm and still perform miracle.
Võibolla sa oled ühe käega üldse, nii et sirutad selle käe, mis sul on.
It says put your hand on the sick.
Seal on öeldud, pane käsi haige peale.
And they will recover.
Ja nad saavad terveks.
And if they don't, it's not your problem.
Ja kui ei saa, see pole sinu probleem.
It's not your responsibility.
See ei ole sinu vastutus.
Because you followed instructions.
Sest sina oled lihtsalt järginud juhiseid.
Put your hand on the sick.
Panna oma käed või käsi haigete
peale. So you have to walk
peale
up to a sick person.
Nii et sa pead leidma haiged inimesed üles.
And you say, what I have, I will give you.
Ja sa ütled, see, mida mul on, seda ma annan sulle.
In the name of Jesus be healed.
Jeesuse nimel ole terve.
That's what you have to do.
See on see, mis sa tegema pead.
The way I started some years ago.
See viis, kuidas mina mõned aastad tagasi alustasin.
Was very weird.
Oli ikka väga omamoodu värk.
Because I grew up where there were no miracles.
Mina kasvasin üles keskkonnas, kus ei toimunud imesid.
I'm a missionary son.
Mina olen missionäri poeg.
I grew up in Africa.
Ma kasvasin üles Afrikas.
Ah, you say now we understand.
No, nüüd me saame aru.
I'm black on the inside.
Ma olen seisniselt täiega mustanahaline.
Anyhow, so I grew up in Africa.
Igal juhul, kui ma kasvasin üles Afrikas.
My parents were missionaries.
Mu vanemad olid missionärid.
And they almost gave their life in Africa.
Ja nad peaaegu oleks oma elust ilma jäänud.
They preached.
Nad jutlustasid.
People got saved.
Inimesed said päästetud.
They got baptized.
Said ristitud.
But I never saw a miracle.
Aga ma ei näinud kunagi mitte ühtegi imet.
Still I know the miracle was there in the gospel.
Ma tean jah, et ime peitus ka evangeeliumis.
But they didn't release it.
Aga nad ei vabastanud seda.
And that's what I'm saying. Am I disappointed on my parents?
Ja kas ma nüüd olen pettunud oma vanemates?
No.
Ei.
Because they went to Africa.
Sest nad läksid Afrikasse.
They preached the gospel.
Kuulutasid evangeeliumi.
People got saved.
Ja inimesed said päästetud.
And that has eternal value.
Ja sellel on igavikuline väärtus.
Miracles is for now.
Imed, need on vaid tänaseks päevaks.
Salvation is for eternity.
Aga pääste on igaveseks.
So they did what they were called to do.
Seega nad tegid seda, milleks neid oli kutsutud.
Go out in the whole world.
Minna välja kogu maailma.
Preach the gospel.
Ja kuulutada evangeeliumi.
Make people to become disciples.
Ja teha rahvast Jeesuse jüngrid.
They did all that.
Nad tegid seda kõike.
But I never saw any miracles.
Aga ma ei näinud kunagi mitte ühtegi imet.
Not that impacted me.
Mitte, et see oleks nüüd mind väga mõjutanud.
So when I was grown up.
Aga kui ma sain suureks.
Let's say 15 years ago.
Me ütleme kuskil 15 aastat tagasi.
Or maybe 17 years ago.
Või 17 aastat tagasi.
And you know I'm only 20, so I was young.
Ma olen muidugi 20, te teate on ju, nii et ma olin väga noor.
I decided I need to see miracles.
Ja siis ma otsustasin, et mina tahan näha imesid.
Because I finally ended up in a Bible school.
Sest ma lõpuks jõudsin omadega
piibikooli. And I was so sick and tired of all the Christians that were talking.
Ja mul oli nii kõrini kõigis kristlastes, kes ainult rääkisid.
But they didn't believe in anything.
Aga ei uskunud sel mitte millessegi.
And I wanted to believe in anything.
Aga mina tahtsin uskuda ka.
But I didn't have any role model to follow.
Mul ei olnud mingeid eeskujusid, mida järgida.
I said, miracle is really happened?
Ja ma mõtlesin, kas ime tõesti
sünnivad. Or just something we are talking about.
Või see lihtsalt miski, millest me räägime.
Everybody is saying you can get healed, but nobody is performing anything.
Kõik räägivad, oo, sa võid saada terveks, aga midagi ei sünni.
So I said, okay, I know one person who they claim is doing miracle. That's Peter Youngren.
Ja siis ma leidsin ühe mehe, kes nii-öelda kuulutas, et või noh, kes oli nagu tervendas inimesi, keegi Peter.
Peter Youngren, he's a worldwide evangelist.
Peter,
what's the name? Peter Youngren.
Peter Youngren.
Yeah, he's from Canada.
Kanadast ülemaailmselt tuntud evangelist.
And I heard about him.
Ja ma kuulsin tema kohta.
So I said, I need to check this out.
Ja siis ma mõtlesin, ma pean selle asja üle vaatama.
Because if there is no miracles,
sest kui imesid ei toimu,
then this doesn't work.
Siis järelikult piibel ei toimi.
Then I have to change my perception about God's word.
Ja siis ma pean muutma oma aru saama Jumala sõnas.
So I went to my boss and I apply for some leave.
Nii et ma läksin oma ülemuse juurde, palusin teatud puhkuse aja.
I gathered some money and I flew all the way down to India.
Ja siis kogusin natuke raha ja sõitsin Indiasse.
And I just showed up there on one of his crusades.
Ja siis ma lihtsalt läksin ühele selle venna krusaadides.
I never met him before.
Ma polnud teda elu sees näinud.
He didn't know me.
Tema ei tunnud
mind. He said, I'm here because I want to help.
Aga ma ütlesin, ma olen siin, sest ma tahan aidata.
I want to see miracles.
Ma tahan näha imesid.
And he said, who are you?
Ja ta küsis, kes
sa oled? Does it matter? I'm here to see miracles.
Ma ütlesin, on seal vahet. Ma lihtsalt tahan näha imesid.
So I checked in the same hotel.
Ja siis ma panin, läksin samasse hotelli, kus tema.
And I told them, use me. I'm here.
Ja ma ütlesin, kasutage mind. Ma olen
siin. I was putting up posters.
Ja mina käisin kleepisin postreid.
I almost got beaten up by the angry Hindus.
Ma peaaegu sain peksa vihaste hindude käes.
Crazy things went on.
Täiesti hullumeelsed asjad.
Militant Hindus chasing us.
Ja see, kus hindud täitsa ajasid meid taga.
I thought, is this really how you do crusades?
Ja ma mõtlesin, wow, kas see ongi, kuidas krusaade korraldada. Et saad nagu tongi, saad peksa.
So, we got all the posters up.
Igal juhul me saime kõik need postrid üles.
And the first night, I was standing on the platform.
Ja siis esimene õhtu ma seisin laval.
And I was so afraid.
Ja ma olin täiega hirmunud.
Because there was thousands, tens of thousands of Hindus in front of the platform.
Sest seal oli kümned tuhanded hindud seal lava ees.
And I thought they will kill us all.
Ja ma mõtlesin, on nüüd nad löövad meid küll maha.
I mean, now we are singing, they are happy, but when he starts to preach, they will kill us.
Siin me laulame, oleme rõõmsad, aga nii kui ta kuulutama hakkab, nad löövad meid maha.
And then Peter came to the stage.
Ja siis Peter tuli lavale.
And he took the microphone.
Võttis mikri.
And he started to shout.
Ja hakkas hõiskama või kiisendama.
Tonight miracle will happen.
Täna õhtul imed sünnivad.
Expect something good.
Oodake midagi head.
And I thought, oh.
Ja ma mõtlesin, aeg, läheb lahti.
And I just decided in my mind.
Ja mina otsustasin oma meeltes.
Nothing will happen tonight.
Mitte midagi ei juhtu täna.
I have to run for my life.
Ma pean oma elu eest
And they
põgenema.
Will kill me for lying.
Ja nad löövad mind maha või elusalt nagu
Because
tapavad
they tried
mu.
To kill me for just putting up a poster. For sure they will kill me now.
Tappa, kui ma postreid üles panin, pole kahtlust, et nad
And
tahavad
the
nüüd
sick
teha.
Thing is that people believed him.
Aga see haige asi oli see, et inimesed
they started
uskusid
to shout.
Teda. Hakkasid hõiskama.
He said, how many needs a miracle?
Ja küsis, kui paljud vajavad imet?
15,000 people raised their hands.
15,000 inimest tõstis oma käe.
I said, wow, wow, wow.
Ja ma mõtlesin, wow.
And honestly, I was looking for an exit where I could run and disappear if something goes wrong.
Ja tõsiselt ma otsisin juba väljapääsu teid, et kui midagi metsa läheb, ma tõmban uttu sealt.
But Peter, he didn't care.
Aga Peter, või seal Peteril oli
He just shouted even louder.
Tema lihtsalt hõiskas veel kõvemini.
Promising people they will get healed
Lubades
tonight.
Lubades inimestele, et nad saavad terveks
tol õhtul. And I was just scared to death.
Ja ma olin surmani hirm.
And then I was standing there, and then people started. He said, now put your hand where you need your
ja
miracle.
Siis ta ütles, pange oma käsi sinna, kus te vajate imet.
And the Hindu people, you know, oh.
Ja Hindu, oh, nagu
and
nad
I
on.
Thought, oh, oh,
ma
I had to
oh,
run.
Aeg minna.
And then I was standing there on the platform.
Ja siis ma seisin seal laval.
And a young mother, maybe 16 or 17 or 18 years old with a small baby came to the front.
Ja siis üks nooruke ema kuskil 16 kuni 18 aastane tuli oma beebiga sinna ette.
And the baby was maybe 1 month old.
Ja see beebi oli võibolla kuskil kuu ajane.
Totally blind.
Täiesti pime.
I never seen a blind baby before.
Ma ei olnud kunagi varem näinud pimedat beebi.
It was a strange thing.
See oli kummaline vaatevilt.
It was just The eyes was just white.
Ta silmad olid lihtsalt nagu silmamunad
olid valged. Totally blind, just white eyes.
Täiesti lihtsalt nagu valged silmamunad, üdini pime.
1 month old.
Ühe kuune.
And I saw the mother standing there crying.
Ja ma nägin, kuidas sema seisab ja nutab seal.
Believing in Peter's words.
Uskudes Peteri sõnadesse.
Expect a miracle.
Oodates ühte imet.
Tonight is your miracle night.
Oh, täna õhtul on sinu imeõhtu.
In a moment from now.
Ja hetke pärast.
God's power will hit you.
Jumala vägi tabab sind.
And you will receive your healing.
Ja sa saad oma tervenemise.
And she was standing there crying.
Ja ta seisis ja nutis seal.
Believing in the miracle.
Uskudes sellesse imesse.
And I thought, I don't want to be a part of this.
Ja ma mõtlesin, ma ei taha sellega mingit tegemist teha.
Because he's really cheating them.
Sest see on ikka täiega nende petmine.
Because nobody will get healed tonight.
Sest keegi ei saa täna terveks.
Especially not because he's yelling like
Veel vähem seetõttu, et Peter karjub sealt lava pealt.
So I started to cry.
Ja siis mina hakkasin
Because
kutma.
I felt so bad for this
Sest
young mother.
Sest mul oli nii kahju sellest noorest temast.
So I thought, am I a part of this really?
Ja ma mõtlesin, kas ma tõesti olen osa
Promising
sellest.
Promising people things then that never will happen.
Lubades inimestele asju, mis kunagi ei juhtu.
And then he started to pray.
Ja siis Peter hakkas palvetama.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
I come against every demon power tonight.
Ma tulen iga teemoliku väe vastu.
I bind every blind spirit tonight.
Ma seon iga pimeduse vaimud.
And we were crying, both me and the mother.
Ja mina ja ema seal nutame kahekesi.
And Peter was releasing the power,
ja Peter vabastas
binding
Jumala
the demons,
väge, sidus
kicking out the demons, binding
välja,
a little bit more,
sidus neid
releasing
rohkem,
the miracle.
Vabastas
and I thought, will this go on forever?
Ja ma mõtlesin, mis see kestab igavesti, vä?
And then I looked back down.
Ja siis ma vaatasin alla.
And I saw the baby.
Ja ma nägin seda beebit.
Two black eyes was looking at me.
Ja kaks musta silma vaatas mulle vastu.
Like crystal clear black eyes was looking at me.
Kristall selged mustad silmad vaatasid mulle vastu.
Then I really started to cry.
Ja siis ma hakkasin täiega nutma.
So, if you're not willing to put yourself out on the edge,
kui sina ei ole valmis minema nii-öelda sinna esirindele astuma välja,
for something you know will happen,
mingi asja nimel, mida sa tead, et saab sündida,
even if you don't believe that it will happen,
isegi et sa ei usu, et see saab sündida,
but you know anyhow that it will happen
aga
somehow.
Tead Jumala sõna põhjal, et ühel või teisel moel
see sünnib.
Because
if it won't happen, what will happen then?
Sest kui see ei sünni, mis siis saab?
I didn't write the book.
Mina ei ole piiblit kirjutanud.
I didn't pay for it with my life.
Mina ei ole oma elu annud selle
I didn't share my blood to prove that my word has power.
Mina ei ole valanud oma verd, et tõestada, et see sõna on
tõsi. I didn't pay for the miracles with my body.
Mina ei ole oma ihuga maksnud nende imede eest.
So I have nothing to prove.
Seega mulle ei ole midagi tõestada.
But I have to believe it.
Küll aga ma pean uskuma seda.
Now we are sitting in here.
Täna me istume siin.
Each one of us
ja iga üks meist
can do what we are talking about
võib
right
teha
now.
Seda, millest me just praegu räägime.
So I was standing there
ja ma seisin seal
looking
laval.
Into those black eyes.
Vaatates nende kahte väikest musta
clear,
silma, selged silmad.
One month old baby,
ühekuune beebi
that had no chance to believe anything.
Kel polnud mingit võimalust millessegi uskuda.
But for a mother who believed for her baby.
Aga tema ema uskus oma lapse nimel.
With me standing there doubting.
Mina samal ajal seistis ja kaheldes seal.
With Peter standing there shouting.
Samas kui Peter karjub ja
What a mess.
Milline suur segadus.
But the word of God went through all the way down to that little baby.
Aga Jumala sõna murdis läbi selle beebi sisse.
Because it's accomplished, it's fulfilled.
Sest see on juba täidetud, see on juba saavutatud.
And now he's sending you and me out.
Ja kes on see, kes läkitab meid välja?
To go to the end of this world.
Minna kogu maailma otsteni.
And he will be with us.
Ja tema on koos meiega.
And that's I stayed 3 crusades.
Ma jäin sinna kolmele krusaadile.
I didn't go home.
Ma ei läinud koju.
I thought, I can't leave this.
Ma mõtlesin, ma ei saa lahkuda siit.
So I was there working every night.
Nii et ma tegutsesin seal igal õhtul töötasin.
And one night I was alone
ja üks õhtu
at the platform.
Ma olin seal laval üksinda.
Building and changing stuff.
Seal ehitasin lava ja muutsin asju.
And me and an American on Canadian on staff.
Ja siis mina ja üks teine kanadalane sealt meeskonnas.
His name is John.
Tema nimi on John.
So we were there and we were alone like 2 o'clock in the night.
Nii et me olime seal öösel kell 2 kahekesi laval toimetamas.
And suddenly a crowd came towards us.
Ja korraga mingisugune rahva hulk liikus meie suunas.
And I thought, here we go again.
Ja ma mõtlesin, läheb lahti.
Now they really want to kill us.
No nüüd on küll minek.
And we are alone here.
Ja me olime üksi seal.
And there are 25 of them.
Ja seal oli neid 25.
And they came closer.
Ja nad tulid lähemale.
And they were shouting at
us. Ja nad seal midagi kisendasid meile.
And I just said, now we better run.
Ja ma ütlesin, nüüd on küll aeg joosta.
And they would carry like a carpet.
Ja siis nad kaitsid nagu mingit vaipa.
With the man inside.
Kus mees oli vaiba sees.
You know, classical, you wrap the man up in a carpet, you know, when
nad
you carry them.
Nad seal mässivad inimese vaiba sisse ja siis
and when they came
teda.
To us, they opened the carpet.
Ja kui nad tulid, tõmbasid vaiba lahti.
And the man rolled out in the dust.
Ja see mees veeres välja sinna tolmu sisse.
And they say he's demon possessed.
Ja nad ütsid, ta on teemonitest vaevatud.
Please set him free.
Palun, tehke ta vabaks.
And when they said that,
ja kui nad seda ütlesid,
that man jumped up.
See mees hüppas püsti.
And he wanted to fight.
Ja tahtis võidelda.
I said, what is this?
Ja ma mõtlesin, mida värki?
And he jumped at me.
Ja ta hüppas minu nagu poole
His
või peale.
His hair was like a bush.
Ta pea oli nagu niisugune metslasel nagu
His
põõsas.
His nail was like
Ja ta küüned olid nagu 10 kilomeetrit.
He looked like a witch doctor.
Ta nägi nagu mingi nõiaarst välja.
With all his stuff around his neck.
Kogu igasugune jama ta kaela ümber.
Half naked.
Pool paljas.
Wanted to kill us.
Tahtis meid ära tappa.
With a demon talking out from his mouth.
Ja teemon kõneles tema suu läbi.
In the middle of the night.
Keset ööd.
In India.
Indias.
Alone.
Meie seal üksi.
And I looked at John and said, hey, you pray.
Ja ma vaatsin Johnny poole, ütlesin, sina palveta.
And he said, no, it's yours.
Ta ütles, ei, sinu rida.
And the guy came towards me
ja
jumping.
Ja see mees tuli nagu hüpates mu poole.
Wanted to hit me.
Tahtis mulle virutada.
And I was so afraid.
Ja ma nii kartsin.
I just shouted.
Et ma lihtsalt hõiskasin.
Come out!
Tule välja!
And he fell down.
Ja ta kukkus maha.
And they took him and they carried him away.
Ja nad võtsid ja viisid ta minema.
Fighting and waving and cursing.
Ja seal samal ajal tema seal võitles vastu ja neegis.
And I said, oh, that was
ja
close.
Ja ma mõtlesin, wow, see oli napikas.
I was totally shocked.
Ma olin täiesti šokis.
So we came back to the hotel, I showered, I went to bed.
Me läksime hotelli, ma käisin duši all, läksin magama.
And then the other day we had a pastor's seminar.
Ja siis järgmine päev meil oli pastorite seminar.
We had 5,000 pastors in a big venue.
Kus seal oli ühel suures kogunemispaigas 5000 pastorit.
And Peter was teaching them about the end time church.
Ja Peter õpetas neile lõpuaja kogudustest.
And I was there sitting there in the front.
Ja mina istusin seal esireas.
Suddenly the loudspeaker was asking for Mr. Stefan Edenforce.
Ja korraga kõlarist kõlas nagu hääl kutsuti Stefan Edenforce.
Please come to the information.
Veldi palun tulge infosse.
I said, who knows my name?
Ma mõtlesin, kes siin üldse mu nime
teab. My name is not on the posters.
Ma ei ole kuskil postrite peal.
I sneaked here.
Ma lihtsalt vaikselt
I'm just sitting here, not disturbing anyone.
Istun siin, ei sega kedagi.
Now they are calling me in the loudspeaker.
Ja nüüd kutsutakse mind seal mikrofoni
kaudu. What have I done?
Mida ma nüüd teinud?
Have I done something wrong?
Olen ma midagi valesti
teinud? So I went out to the information desk.
Ja siis ma läksin infolauda.
And there was a businessman standing waiting for
ja
me.
Ja siis seal oli üks ärimees, kes ootas mind.
Very successful looking guy
väga
standing
nägi,
there.
Väga edukas ja hea välja.
And he said, are you Stefan Edenforce?
Ja ta küsis, kas te olete Stefan Edenforce?
I said, yes, I am.
Otsin, ja olen.
He said, I want to thank you.
Ta ütles, ma tahaks tänada teid.
You delivered me last night.
Te vabastasite mind eile õhtul.
And I'm just here to thank you.
Ja ma olen siin, et tänada teid.
He said, I've been possessed for 8 years.
Ta ütles, ma olen olnud teemonitest vaevatud 8 aastat.
I haven't been able to think a clear thought.
Pole kunagi suutnud mõelda selgelt.
Totally demon possessed.
Täiega teemonitest vaevatud.
But you set me free last night.
Aga teie tegite mind eile vabaks.
And I'm here to thank you.
Ja ma olen siin, et tänada teid.
And he said, I have a big tumor on my neck.
Ja ta ütles, mu kaelal on üks suur kasvaja.
And when you set me free,
ja kui teie tegite mu vabaks,
the tumor disappeared.
See kasvaja lihtsalt kadus.
So I just want to thank you.
Ja ma tahan tänada teid.
And I was shocked.
Ja ma olin šokis.
You see, if I can do it, you can do it even
kui
better.
Kui mina sain sellega hakkama, te saate veel paremini.
I'm just a stupid, messed up guy.
Ma olen lihtsalt üks täiega omadega metsas
meeldis. I don't even know where to find all those scriptures.
Ma isegi ei tea, kus kõiki neid piibli
Now I learned that I can Google them and the Google tells me where to go.
Nüüd ma oskan vähemalt googeldada ja Google suunab mind, kuhu
You know your Bible better than I do.
Sa tead oma piiblit paremini kui
you
mina.
You have more teaching than I have.
Te olete saanud rohkem õpetust
you are a better person
mina.
Than I am.
Sa oled isegi parem
you don't know anything
mina.
About me.
Sa ei tea must mitte midagi.
I'm a mess up.
Ma olen üks täiega
Before Jesus saved me.
Vähemalt olin enne, kui Jeesus
so if
päästis.
I can do it, you can do it even
Aga
better.
Aga kui mina sain sellega hakkama, sina saad veel paremini.
So that was a young guy, he was like 28 years old.
Ma olin tol ajal 28-aastane noor,
got demon possessed. He got demon possessed.
Yeah. Ühesõnaga see mees, ärimees oli 28-aastaselt teemonitest vaevatud.
And I just shouted for my own life, come out.
Ja mina lihtsalt oma elu nimel võideldes hüüdsin tule välja.
And by the authority given by Jesus.
Ja tänu sellele meelevalale, mille Jeesus on mul annud.
The demon thought that I meant him.
See teemon arvas, et ma mõtlesin teda.
Stupid demons.
Täiesti napakas olukord, lollakad teemonid.
I didn't shout for him.
Ma hüüdnud talle.
I shout for myself.
Ma hüüdsin ise endale.
But the stupid demon thought I told him to
Aga
go.
Aga see napakas teemon arvas, et ma käsksin tal minna.
So he jumped out.
Nii et ta hüppas välja.
And the guy got free.
Ja mees sai vabaks.
You see how easy it is?
Näed sa, kui lihtne see on.
You have to understand who you are, what
sa
you have.
Sa pead mõistma, mis sul on.
Jesus has invested in you.
Jeesus on investeerinud sinusse. Sul on midagi.
You don't have to shout to demons.
Sa ei pea isegi karjuma
teemalite peale. I was shouting because I was afraid.
Mina lihtsalt kisendasin, sest hirm oli nii suur.
You can tell him, hey, come out.
Aga sa võid ka lihtsalt öelda, tule välja.
In the name of Jesus, I command you to leave.
Jeesuse nimel, ma käsin tule välja.
And he will leave.
Ja ta lahkub.
You don't have to make a show about it.
Sa ei pea sellest mingi showt korraldama.
You don't have to know the name of the demon.
Sa isegi ei pea teadma selle teemali
nime. Oh, how many are you?
Oh, kui palju teid on.
You don't need to know that.
Sul pole vaja teada seda.
Who cares?
Vahet pole.
Out.
Välja.
Leave.
Lahkuge.
You don't belong here.
Te ei kuulu siia.
You see?
Näed
That's
sa?
How we cast out demons.
See on see, kuidas me ajame teemoneid välja.
And you are as equipped as I am to do it.
Sina oled sama varustatud kui mina, et seda teha.
It's like training a dog.
See on nagu koera treenimine tead.
Out.
Välja.
And you open a door and he leaves.
Või sa ütled õue ja ta läheb.
That's how it is.
See on kuidas see on.
Everybody can tell a dog to leave.
Kõik võivad öelda koerale.
Hey, out from here.
Kõik, välja,
And
õue.
He will go.
Ja ta läheb.
When my cat jumps on the table, I say, hey, go down.
Kui minu kass juba laua peale, ma ütlen, maha. Ja ta
That's
läheb.
How we do.
See on, kuidas me teeme.
That's how I do with demons.
See on, kuidas ma teemonitega teen.
Hey, not here.
Hey,
And they go.
Mitte siia. Ja lähevad.
Because I don't allow them to be
Sest
here.
Ma ei lase neil olla siin.
That's my relation to demons.
See on minu suhe teemonitega.
I don't talk to them.
Ma ei räägi nendega.
I don't care for them.
Ma ei hooli neist.
I just want them out.
Ma lihtsalt ütlen välja.
It's not a big deal.
Pole mingi suur asi.
That's how we set people free.
See on, kuidas me teeme inimesi vabaks.
In Africa they do it differently.
Afrikas nad teevad seda teistmoodi.
People have different ways to do it.
Inimestel on eri viise, kuidas seda teha.
When we do crusades.
Aga kui meil on krusaadid.
We gather all the demon possessed.
Siis me korjame kõik need teemonitest
Because
vaevatud
they start
kokku,
to manifest.
Sest nad hakkavad seal
Maybe
oma
we have 200 of them in every meeting.
Meil on igal koosolekul neid sadu.
We carry them to a big tent.
Ja siis me viime nad ühte suure
tenti. They're coming with knives to stab you.
Nad tulevad nugadega, et sind tulistada.
They're coming with arms to shoot you.
Neil on relvad, et sind tulistada.
They're coming to have attention.
Nad tulevad, et seal tähelepanu saada.
But in the worship, we call them out and they start to manifest.
Aga kui me ülistuse ajal kutsume nad välja, nad hakkavad seal tegema etteasteid. Jälle mingid napakad teemonid.
They don't even know how to hide.
Isegi ei tea, kuidas end varjata.
So if you call them out, they will say, I'm here.
Ja kui sa nimetad neid, ütled,
siin ma olen. You don't
have to look for them.
And then, oh, that's another one. Can you help her? Okay, carry her into the tent.
Ja siis sa lased nad viia sinna telki.
And then we fill the tent with maybe 200 demon-possessed people.
Ja seal on võibolla 200 demonitest vaevatud seal
telgis. And they're sitting in the tent.
Ja istuvad telgis.
You know, sounding like hell.
Ja kõlavad otse kui põrgust
endas. And then we have a team that goes in and pray for them and just free.
Ja siis meil on meeskond, kes palvetab nendesse, teeb nad vabaks ja me saadame nad koju. Täiega vabadena. Mingi pole üldse mingi suur asi.
It's not a big deal.
Ei ole mingi suur asi.
So you have to understand that demons has no power.
Nii et sa pead mõistma, demonitel ei ole väge.
When it comes to the authority of Jesus Christ.
Kui mängu tuleb Jeesus autoriteet. Veel viimane lugu.
I was in South Africa.
Ma olin Lõuna-Aafrikas.
I was doing a crusade down there.
Ja ma tegin seal ühe krusaadi.
Inside a church.
Koguduse sees.
And the one of the pastors in the church.
Ja üks koguduse pastoreid.
Her mother was the leading witchcraft doctor in the region.
Tema ema oli tolle piirkonna nii-öelda üks juhtiv nõidarst.
She was the number one witch.
Ta oli nii-öelda see number üks nõid seal piirkonnas.
Witch doctor.
Nõiarst.
She killed people.
Ta tappis, hävitas
inimesi. The whole region was deadly scared afraid of her.
See regioon, see piirkond oli täega surma hirmul tema ees.
She killed all the other witch doctors by spiritual fights.
Ta oli hävitanud või tapnud kõik teised nõidarstid läbi vaimulike mingi
surma murra. Every night she released the demons outside her house.
Ta vabastas igal õhtul teemonid oma maja ümber.
She had like a corral outside the house.
Tal oli otse kui nagu mingisugune nagu kraav või süvend oma maja ümber.
Where she released demons every night.
Kus ta igal õhtul vabastas demoneid.
But there was a corral so they couldn't leave out.
Aga seal kuna see oli nüüd kraav, siis nad ei saanud sealt välja.
But she projected them inside that corral.
Aga ta hoidis neid seal nagu kinni.
And people were so afraid of her.
Ja inimesed nii kartsid
teda. Even the church leader said, we have a problem here.
Isegi koguduse juht ütles, meil on siin probleem.
Her mother is the leading witch doctor.
Tema oma ema oli see juhtiv nõidarst.
And they asked me, can you do something about it?
Ja siis nad küsisid, kuule, kas sa saaks äkki teha midagi?
I said, me?
Ma ütlesin, mina?
It's not my mom.
Mis mõttes, aga see minu ema pole?
Why should I go?
Miks ma peaks minema?
If you don't want to go, you're sending me?
Kui sina ise ei taha minna, mis sa mind saadad?
I'm from Sweden.
Ma olen täiesti tavaline rootslane. Mida värki?
And they said, "Yo, but we believe you could talk to her."
Ja, aga me usume, et sina saad temaga
rääkida. Why did you talk to her?
Ma ütlesin, miks sa ise ei räägi?
No, we don't know what to say.
No, and you
say
me. Mida öelda. Ja te saadate mind.
Yeah, but you're the evangelist.
No jaa, aga sa oled evangelist.
I said, hey, what?
Ma ütlesin, mida?
So, it ended up that I had to go there.
Igal juhul ma pidin minema.
So I ordered a taxi.
Tellisin takso.
And when they heard where I was going, they hardly wanted to take me there.
Ja kui nad kuulsid takso, et kuulis, kuhu ma tahan minna, ta vaevu tahtis mind
viia sinna. So now I was sitting alone in a taxi.
Ja siis ma istun üksi seal taksos.
Going to a witch doctor that everybody was afraid
Teel nõid arsti poole, keda kõik kartsid.
And they sent me.
Ja nad saatsid minu.
White meat.
Mi valge liha.
So I was sitting there.
Nii et ma sõidan seal.
I said, what am I doing?
Ma ütlesin, mida imet ma
what
teen?
What am I doing?
Mida ma teen?
And then we got closer and the driver, he was nervous.
Ja mida lähemale jõudsime, juht muutus väga närviliseks.
So he stopped far away from the house.
Ja siis ta jäi piisavalt
kaugele
majast.
And I was looking up on the hill and she was standing outside waiting for me.
Ja siis ma vaatasin sinna mäe poole ja see memm seisab ja
with
ootab
her big
seal.
Stick.
Oma suure mingi kepiga.
This is not going to end good.
Ma mõtlesin, no see ei lõppe küll hästi.
So I went up there.
Läksin siis tema juurde.
I said, he said, I know you were coming.
Ta ütles, ma tean, et sa tuled.
And I said, yeah, hi.
Ma ütlesin, jaa, tere.
That's what the discussion we had. She said, I know you were coming.
Ta ütles, ma teadsin, et te tulete.
And I said, hi.
Ma ütlesin, tere.
And I said, what shall I do?
Ja siis ma mõtlesin, mida ma nüüd teen.
So I said, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die with a flag in the top.
Ja ma mõtlesin, et kui ma ka suren, siis lipp püsti nii öelda.
So I said, ma'am.
Ja ma ütlesin, hei.
I'm here with a message from the living God.
Ma olen siin ühe sõnumiga elavalt Jumalalt.
I'm a messenger from the living God.
Ma ütlesin, ma olen elava Jumala sõnumi tooja.
And then I hope that I want this.
Ja siis ma lootsin vähemalt, et nii oleks.
And I have a message for you.
Ma ütlesin, mul on teile üks sõnum.
So can we please sit down?
Et kas me palun võiks istuda?
So she took me into her house.
Ja siis ta viis mind oma
maja. It was completely dark.
See oli täiega pime.
Strange things around the walls.
Mingid imelikud asjad seina peal.
And so we sat down in her kitchen.
Ja siis me istusime tema kööki maha.
And I said, man,
ja ma ütlesin, wow.
Can I hold your hand?
Ma küsisin, kas ma võiks hoida
because
teie
I'm going to deliver a message for you.
Sest mul on teile üks sõnum.
And the God that I served,
ja see Jumal, keda mina teenin,
is giving you a choice today.
Tema annab teile täna ühe valiku.
And you're going to live or die by your choice.
Ja te kas elate või surete oma valiku tulemusena.
But before I leave,
aga enne kui ma lahkun,
I want to set you free.
Ma tahan teha teid vabaks.
She took my hand.
Ta võttis mu käe.
And she started to cry.
Ja hakkas nutma.
And I prayed a prayer of salvation.
Ja ma palvetasin päästepalvede üle.
There was no manifestation.
Ei mingeid ilminguid.
There was no demon trying to kill me.
Ei mingid demonid, kes üritaks mind tappa.
Because the authority that I came with.
Sest see meelevald, millega ma tulin.
Took care about all that.
See kandis juba hoolt kõige ees.
And she gave her life to Jesus.
Ja ta andis oma elu Jeesusele.
And this sounds I realize it sounds like I'm bragging.
See võib tunduda teile, et ma nüüd hullult uhkeldan siin.
But it doesn't feel like bragging.
Aga see ei ole uhkeldamine.
Because I can still feel how uncomfortable it felt.
Sest ma kogen tänase päevani, kui ebamugav see mu jaoks
oli. But if you're not able to step out of your comfort zone.
Aga kui sina pole valmis astuma välja oma mugavussoonist.
And do what you know is right.
Ja tegema seda, mida sa tead, et on õige.
Millions of people before you have done it.
Miljonid inimesed enne sind on seda teinud.
And it works.
Ja see toimib.
So you can't blame it on anything.
Seega sa ei saa leida mingeid vabandusi.
Because Jesus accomplished everything you need.
Sest Jeesus on teinud juba kõik, mida vaja.
If you can't step out of that comfort zone.
Ja kui sina ei astu välja oma mugavussoonist.
You have problems.
Siis sul on jama kaelas.
You have bigger problems than if you step out and it doesn't work.
Sul on suuremad probleemid kui siis et sa astud välja ja midagi ei toimi.
So in the night I told her now when you're saved I invite you for church tonight.
Ja seetõttu kui sa oled täna päästetud ma kutsun sind kogudusse õhtuks.
And you will be my VIP guest.
Ja te olete minu nii-öelda aukülalised.
And she was limping because everybody who serves the devil.
Ah, ma vabandust, minu viga. Ma kutsusin selle naise nii-öelda aukülalisena kogudusse ja ta natukene lonkas.
Because everybody who serves the devil, they are sick.
Sest kõik, kes teenivad saatanat, nad on haiged.
Every witch doctor, witchcraft, every psycho, everybody, shaman, whatever you call them, they are sick and they are dying.
Iga nõid, arst, iga shaman, igasugune surra murraga tegeleja, ta on haige ja suremas.
And that's not because I wish them that.
Ja
no, nothing to do with that.
Et ma sooviks neile seda.
It's
üks
a fact,
aga see on fakt.
That the devil can only slaughter and kill and steal.
Et saatan tuleb ainult tappa ja hävitama ja varastama.
So if you serve him,
nii kui sa teenid saatanat,
he's eating you up.
Siis ta nii-öelda närib ja
there's a price for serving him.
Seal on üks hind, et teda teenid.
He kills you eventually.
Ta lõpuks tapab su.
Starting by taking your health.
Alustades su tervisest.
Your strength.
Su jõust.
That's why you need to fill yourself with demons.
Ja see sul tekib vajadus täita
end
demonitega.
But all those who serve him, they have need of healing.
Aga kõik, kes teenivad saatanat, neil on vajadus tervenemise järele.
100% of them.
100%
of them.
100%.
Because that's the price that they pay to serve him.
See on see hind, mida nad on maksnud, et teenida saatanat. Ta rüübib neid
midagi. He destroys something.
Hävitab.
Opposite with Jesus.
Vastupidiselt Jeesusele.
He gives something.
Kes annab
he restores something.
Kes taastab.
He brings something
kes
to it.
Kes toob midagi kaasa.
He's not taking anything.
Ei võta midagi, aga toob.
So, she was limping.
Nii et see naine lonkas.
Because she lost some spiritual fights with witchcraft.
Ta oli teatud nõidadega, seal kaotab mingeid vaimulike võitlusi.
So I told her, come tonight, you're my guest.
Ja ma ütlesin, tulge täna õhtul kogudusse.
And I was preaching in the night.
Ja ma kuulutasin
and in the middle of my preaching,
ja keset mu jutlust,
everybody in church stopped breathing.
Kõik lõpetasid seal koguduses hingamise.
Because in the entrance down there, she was standing.
See nõid seisis seal sissepääsu juures
stick.
Oma kepiga.
And people thought, now she's going to kill somebody.
Ja inimese mõtsin, on nüüd ta lööb küll kellegi maha.
And everybody just stopped listening to
ja kõik lihtsalt lõpetasid
she
minu
took
kuulamise.
Over. There were thousands of people that just stopped listening
tuhanded
to me.
Tuhanded inimesed lihtsalt lõpetasid mu kuulamise.
Because she entered the church.
Sest see nõid või see naine tuli sinna kogudusse.
And I said, oh wow.
Ma mõtlesin, wow.
I said, ladies and gentlemen,
ma ütlesin, kuulge, herrad
let me introduce one of my friends.
Las ma tutvustada teile ühte oma sõpradest.
And I moved an usher in the front.
Ja siis ma tegin selle tee sealt puhtaks kirikuabilistest.
So she could have a seat in the front row.
Et see naine võis tulla esiritta
istuma. And she limped up the whole way.
Ja siis ta lonkas sinna ette.
And she sat down.
Istus maha.
And I continued to preach.
Ja mina jätkasin jutlustamist.
And in the middle of my sermon.
Ja keset oma jutlust.
The Holy Spirit just hit me.
Püha vaim korraga nagu ta
and I turned
puudutas.
To that former witch doctor.
Ja ma pöördusin selle endise nõidarsti
poole. I said, ma'am, are you ready to get healed?
Ja ma ütlesin, proua, kas te olete valmis terveks saama?
I said, ma'am, are you ready to get healed?
Ma küsisin, kas te olete valmis terveks
saama? And she said, yes, I am.
Ta ütles, jah, olen.
I said, stand up and be healed.
Siis tõuske püsti ja olge terve. Ja ta tõusis.
And she took the stick and she threw it away.
Ja viskas oma kepi minema.
And she started to run around the building.
Hakkas jooksma ümber
selle saali. Like she was flying.
Ja lendas
lausa. Running.
Lihtsalt jooksis. Täiega terve.
And the healing anointing just broke loose in the building. I just said, everybody who's deaf now come to the front.
Ja ma ütlesin, kõik, kes on siin kurdid, tulge ette.
12 deaf people came to the front.
12 kurti tuli
ette. They stood there.
Ja nad seisid
seal. I said, you're gonna hear now.
Ja ma ütlesin, nüüd te kuulate mind.
I prayed for the first one.
Ja ma palvetasin esimese eest.
When I prayed for him,
ja kui ma seda tegin,
all the 12 got healed.
Kõik 12 said
because
terveks.
There was a spiritual power holding them deaf.
Sest seal oli üks see vaim, mis
and that power
kurdina.
Was broken over the region.
Aga see vägi sai murtud selle piirkonna
the witch
üle.
Doctor blamed for putting death on all those people. She just got saved and was
see
running around
arst,
shouting.
Keda süüdistati nende kurtuses, oli ise saanud just vabaks ja jooksis
so when
ringi.
I lay hand on the first one,
nii et kui ma panin käed esimese kurdi
all
peale,
12 got healed
kõik
in the same moment.
Terveks hetkega.
Did I do something?
Kas ma tegin midagi?
No!
Ei.
That's the point.
Ja see ongi asja iva.
But you have to put yourself out there.
Et sa pead astuma välja.
I can go on for one week telling you stories.
Ma võiks rääkida teile nädal otsa lugusid.
But it started with me flying to India.
Aga see algas sellest, et ma läksin sinna Indiasse.
Almost got killed by Hindus.
Saades peaaegu hindude poolt
surma. Seeing my first miracle.
Nähes oma esimest imet.
That's why I'm standing here today.
Ja see on, miks ma täna seisan siin.
You need to step out.
Kas sina pead astuma välja?
You need to stretch out your hand.
Sa pead sirutama oma käe.
You need to believe.
Sa pead uskuma.
And Jesus will perform miracles.
Ja Jeesus teeb selle ime.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Isa Jeesuse nimel.
Thank you, Father, for everything you've done for us.
Tänu sulle kõigest, mis sa oled
thank you for your anointing.
Aitäh su võidmise.
Thank you for your power.
Aitäh su väes.
Thank you for your spirit.
Sinu vaimu ees.
Holy Spirit, right now,
püha vaima, palun
touch
just
each
praegu.
And everyone.
Puuduta igat ühte.
Impart faith. Into us.
Ja too üks
come with your faith.
Üks
let us see miracle tonight.
Las meil näha imesid
let us see miracle tomorrow.
Las meil näha imesid
let us
homme.
Be miracle caring believers.
Imede kandjad
make
ja
us pregnant with healings.
Isand,
make us pregnant with miracles.
Et me näeksime imesid.
Let us carry salvation. In the name of Jesus. I release it right now. Right now I release it. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Aitäh, Stefan.
Thank you, Stefan.
Kas see poolt mitte julgustav?
Wasn't that encouraging?
Väga värskendav. Anname talle julgustava aplausi.
Let's give a big hand to Stefan.
Ja jällegi ma lugesin siit ühe sõnumi välja.
Again, I got one message from here.
Selleks, et näha imesid ja tervenemisi.
In order to see miracles and healings.
Me lihtsalt peame välja astuma.
We just need to step out.
Ei ole midagi, mingit keerulisemat valemit.
There is no more complicated agenda.
Peame lihtsalt hakkama proovima ja tegema seda.
We just need to start doing it.
Ja olema julged.
And be bold in it.
Aitäh sulle, Stefan.
Thank you so much, Stefan, for that encouragement.
Amen. Okei. Ja nüüd on meil aeg võimalus veel õhtus süüa.
Now we can have a dinner if
ja
you want to.
Siis ülistus ja jällegi tervenemis pääste koosolek.
And at the 7 o'clock we start with our miracle and healing
ole julge
service.
Täna, et astuda välja.
Be bold to step out tonight.
Kui keegi vajab tervenemis sinu
if
kõrval või lähedal.
If somebody next to you needs a healing.
Võta initsiatiiv ja proovi ja palveta.
Take initiative and pray for that person.
Et kasvada oma usus ja julguses.
To grow in your faith and in your boldness.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ja meeskond näeme teiega 6:30.
And we meet with our Estonian team at 6:30 in the hall.
Näeme.
See you then.